Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you about connecting with natural systems as opposed to, but not totally separate from, connecting with nature. Just a little bit of a different spin. Let's face it. Our world as we knew it in the before times has changed, and nobody really knows what the after times are going to look like. So I would like to invite you to think about taking some time, connecting with nature, and take it to another level, and talk about connecting very intentionally with natural systems. If you foster and nurture your relationship with nature, your connection between your actions and the planet will become much clearer. You'll become aware of our food systems and ask yourself, where does my food come from? And how can I support more local growing by my actions? You'll become more connected to your neighbors because hopefully you'll be out walking in your neighborhood. You might decide to plant a little or even a big garden or a pollinator habitat to help preserve our precious pollinators. Hopefully, connecting with natural systems will make you aware of how much waste you create. It's really not just about recycling. It's remembering that the first R is reduce. So hopefully you'll have far less garbage and far less recycling. And I never miss a chance to suggest that the best place to start with this is by committing to a reusable water bottle. I happen to believe it's a no-brainer because you are helping to reduce plastic use and it is so much easier on your budget. And then there's the whole conversation about supporting the locals, and I want to take that to another level too. It's been pretty easy for lots of us to support our locally owned restaurants since COVID-19 started because we all eat. But once again, I ask you to take a closer look at how and where you spend your money. Here's a shameless plug. Think of supporting locally owned radio station called KXEI. They need you. And what about locally owned office supply stores that will go out of their way to help you find what you need and get it to you? I check with some of them and they will deliver or they will do curbside service if that's a concern. And I have another example. The other day, my daughter needed to buy cycling shoes. Ordering online would have been a piece of cake, but she's Mrs. Green's daughter. Without any coaching from me, she called around to locally owned cycling stores to see if she could find them, and indeed, she did. It took just a little more time, but from where I sit, every purchase we can make that supports the locals is worth a little bit of time it might take. It might take a little bit more effort, but aren't these locally owned businesses and organizations worth it? I believe they are. Check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org, on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check out mrsgreensworld.com to learn more about our work.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.